This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Joy Law.
Oh, here it comes.
Joy Law.
And it's time for our regular Joy Law segment. Now, of course, in December.
December 1st
is World AIDS Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in December.
We are. Well, the 18th.
We are, it's almost Christmas. But we thought, given it was what I said, we should, perhaps could focus on HIV and discrimination in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to do that, we're joined, for the first time, is Christy from KHQ Lawyers. How are you doing, Christy?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Round of applause.
Welcome.
Now, you're a labour lawyer, is that correct?
A workplace lawyer.
Workplace lawyer.
Oh.
What's the modern term for it? Back in the day, I was a labour lawyer. When I was a boy.
Yes. Labour lawyer sounds interesting.
So HIV and discrimination in the workplace. Tell me some more.
Yes. Well, it's a sensitive issue.
Mm.
Obviously, yeah, many people living with HIV are left feeling isolated and vulnerable. And unfortunately, for many people living with HIV, they're faced with stigma and discrimination in various areas of life. So today's discussion is focused on discrimination experienced in the workplace in particular. And it's,
we spend so much time at work.
That's it. It's a,
yeah, it's really a huge part of your
in the
life.
Place where you work, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
The workplace is a really significant aspect of many of our lives, and it's a place where stigma can often fuel discrimination. And when you've worked towards a career and you're in a job that you really love, discrimination that stems from HIV can cause real fear and anxiety for people living with HIV.
Exactly. Now, if I was in a workplace, am I obliged to disclose my status?
Oh, yeah.
There are actually very few professions where you are required to disclose your HIV status. So apart from certain specific circumstances in or jobs in healthcare or working for the Australian Defence Force or in aviation as commercial pilots, for example, for the most part, there's actually no need to disclose that you're living with HIV, and many people never tell the people that they work with, and many people never tell their employers.
Well, why would you? I mean, why do you need to?
Yeah, it doesn't affect your job.
No. But with that said, some people do feel the need to tell their employers if they're taking a lot of time off work to attend medical appointments and such. They feel like it. Yeah, like they almost owe it to their employer. But of course, but there is no, in most cases, there's no actual obligation to tell your employer.
But, you mentioned the commercial pilots.
Yes.
What?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that just aviation law?
Yeah, where's the logic behind that?
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. I'm not an aviation specialist, but
yeah. Interesting.
Well,
it is interesting.
Work on that, please.
Yeah.
But what does the law say about disclosure?
So, federally, the act that applies is the Disability Discrimination Act, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability. Now, in Victoria, the relevant legislation which deals with this is called the Equal Opportunity Act. Now, disability is not something it's not a term potentially that many people living with HIV would otherwise identify with.
I wouldn't think somebody with HIV was disabled.
No, well, in fact, the definition of disability under both the Disability Discrimination Act and the Equal Opportunity Act is quite broad, the definition, and it includes the presence of disease or illness. So what this means is that HIV actually falls within the definition of disability under both acts.
Oh, okay.
And being considered disabled for the purposes of these acts actually gives people living with HIV protection against discrimination in many aspects of employment, including the recruitment process. So
it's a good thing, but it still sounds a bit strange coming under that.
It does. It definitely does sound a bit strange. However, yeah, the definition is so broad, and it encompasses a whole range of things.
Yeah, it's actually a really positive thing then too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Falling within that definition gives people living with HIV that protection.
Absolutely.
So it's great.
What does it mean, though? So, protection from what? From discrimination?
Yes. So,
what is discrimination?
Both acts make it unlawful for an employer to discriminate against another on the ground of that person's disability. So that might...
Or health status in this context.
Correct, yes, or health status. For example, it means that it's unlawful to discriminate by refusing to offer employment to a person, by denying or limiting access to opportunities or training or any other benefits associated with employment, by, for example, dismissing or terminating the employment of the employee, or by subjecting the employee to any other detriment. So I suppose, what does it mean? What's discrimination actually mean? Discrimination under the Disability Discrimination Act and Equal Opportunity Act, it's an umbrella term, and it can include direct disability discrimination and also indirect disability discrimination. The acts provide definitions for both, but in general terms, a person is considered to discriminate against another on the ground of a disability or their health status if, because of the disability, the discriminator treats the aggrieved person less favourably than they otherwise would in the same circumstances. The Act also provides that discrimination occurs when the employer does not make reasonable adjustments for the person with a disability or the person living with HIV. So that means that, in other words, employers have an obligation to make reasonable adjustments for people living with HIV in the workplace.
But certainly, I've been in situations where I have staff members who have disabilities, physical. I have one staff member who has a depression disorder. Mm. And so making reasonable adjustments around their working hours or around the physical environment in which they work. But in the terms of HIV, what sort of... I'm not sure what reasonable adjustments one would make. Is it just permitting leave to go and see a doctor when the need arises?
Yeah, it could be something as simple as that. Each scenario is very different, and what might be a reasonable adjustment might vary from person to person. Definitely. There are no hard and fast rules. So, it could be a reduction or variation in working hours or... Otherwise, leave to work from home some certain days.
Absolutely. And today, given that we had World AIDS Day on the 1st of December, and it still is in December, we're still there, we thought we'd talk about HIV and discrimination, particularly in the workforce. Now, we're just talking about what is discrimination, what is the Disability Discrimination Act. Now, but what if somebody is living with HIV? What support is available?
Well, the good news is that there are many organisations Australia-wide which offer support to people living with HIV and who feel as though they have been discriminated against in the workplace. To start off, there are many community legal centres which offer free legal advice and which offer tailored advice in relation to employment law and HIV-related legal matters. In Victoria, JobWatch exists, which is a community legal centre which gives employment law specific advice. They're based in Victoria and can be contacted on 9662 1933.
Because sometimes if you've got a if you're not sure if you've been discriminated against, if you're not sure what your rights are, sometimes it's good just to speak to somebody.
Of course, I mean when discrimination occurs, there's not an alarm bell that says, you've been discriminated against.
No.
So sometimes...
the bat signal doesn't go out.
That's it. Yeah. So sometimes it definitely helps to talk to someone, and obviously everyone's stories are different. So, everyone experiences different things, and it's important to get specific tailored advice.
So what if someone did get that tailored advice and realised they wanted to make a complaint, like a formal complaint? What's the process there?
So often formal complaints might be the first port of call, but for many people they might want to first try solving the problem through the organisation's internal processes. Now, often that's sometimes complaints can't be resolved in this way, so there are avenues to make formal complaints. In Victoria, an employee can lodge a complaint with the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, and a complaint can be made at any time, regardless of any other options that may have already been attempted to resolve the matter. From there, parties can choose to participate in a voluntary, informal and confidential conciliation, or otherwise employees are free to apply for the matter to be heard at VCAT.
So I guess the key message there is speak up, yeah?
Definitely, yeah. Absolutely.
Know your rights.
Know your rights. Don't put up with it. If you feel you are being discriminated against, have a chat.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Christy. We look forward to speaking to you and the team from KHQ Lawyers again next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.